Hello again, and thanks for staying with us here on SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. So financial services firm Investec's first half profit fell 17.2% after a weak performance in UK specialist banking. Adjusted operating profit of the combined bank and wealth operations fell by 4.2%, driven by an 18.9% decline at UK specialist banking and a 10.8% drop in wealth and investment. This was offset by an 8.5% increase at its South African specialist bank. We speak now to Investec joint CEO, Mr. Fani Titi. A very good evening to you, Mr. Titi, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Nampu.
In all fairness, you had warned in September that the profit could fall by 18%. How would you characterize the results?
We think the results are pretty solid, given the environment that we're operating in. Obviously, the number that you're quoting is the headline earnings per share, which in our view is not an appropriate representation of the results. As an example, that number would exclude the profits that we made out of the sale of the Irish wealth business. So we managed the business on the adjusted operating profit line because we think that is much more representative of the business that we will have as we go forward. So we have specifically indicated that we will report separately the costs related to the demerger, the sale or closure or restructure of a number of businesses that are subscale and that won't form part of the future. So that's why we think the adjusted operating profit number is more representative of the business. So we've seen a 1.7% decrease in that number relative to the prior period in pounds. And if you were to work with neutral currency, the results are in line with last year. Given how difficult the two largest economies we operate in are, being the UK with Brexit issues and South Africa with low growth issues and confidence issues, we think the performance is creditable.
Let's talk about the demerger of Investec Asset Management becoming 91. Can you share with us perhaps how preparations are progressing?
Yeah, we've been working on the demerger for some time now. We made the announcement that we would demerge in September last year. We have received all key regulatory approvals, and we plan to release the shareholder circular by the end of next week, hoping to get the demerger implemented by the end of the first quarter next year. The logic behind the demerger is that we want to run focused businesses that would be able to pursue their own growth, given that the asset management business and the bank and wealth business run separately at the moment with very little linkages and synergies between them. That's why we thought it would make sense for each of these businesses to be focused, for them to have focused management teams, focused boards, and that they should pursue their growth trajectories independently going forward.
As you've mentioned, you've got regulatory approval in check. And while we appreciate and wait for next week, are you able maybe to share shareholder sentiment?
Look, when we release the circulars next week, we will release enough detail for shareholders to assess the proposed demerger more accurately. Clearly, our view is that the proposed demerger is in the interest of shareholders and other stakeholders. They will hold two separate shares of businesses that don't have many linkages currently, and they will be able to receive distributions from these businesses because it's the same businesses, same capacity to grow and to generate dividends. So we would think that we would have support. We had initial discussions with shareholders before we went down this route, and we do believe that when the vote comes early next year, we will get the support of our shareholders.
Right. Is the bank and wealth business on target to meet your 2022 financial targets?
Yes, we are on track to do that. We announced some strategic action that would enable us to substantially move towards meeting those targets. As an example, we have indicated that we have undertaken certain cost containment measures, both at the center in the group, where we see costs coming down by 10 million, where we have a total cost base of 50 million pounds. In the bank in the UK, we've seen operating costs come down by 25 million pounds, or 9.1%, and we see further cost of rationalization in the group infrastructure of about 7.5 million. So we're making progress in looking for efficiencies. We're also looking to optimize our capital management as we go forward to release significant levels of capital. We are moving towards AIRB, advanced rating-based approach on capital. We should release at the end of that process 3 to 4 billion rand of capital in South Africa. And if we are successful in managing down our investment portfolio, we would hope to release another 2.5 billion rand of capital. So there are a number of strategic things that we are doing that would enable us to meet our targets by 2022. But fundamentally, we've got to invest in the business, we've got to stay close to our clients, and we've got to build the business for the long term, not for the next reporting period.
It would sound like the outlook for the future is positive. Is this a fair assessment?
We are positive that both on the side of the asset management business and on the side of the bank and wealth business, that we've got very solid franchises supported by clients. As you can see in the metrics, the underlying metrics of assets under management and net inflows, we've seen substantial flows, and we've got record levels of assets under management in the asset management business and the wealth business. We've seen loan growth in the banking businesses and deposit growth. So the fundamentals are in place. Obviously, these businesses are dependent on markets, and they're dependent on economies that we operate in. So if there is improvement, we think our businesses will be fit for purpose, and we will take advantage of opportunities now and opportunities in the future.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. Investec Joint CEO Mr. Fanny Titi on the company's results.